Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And joe@rt.ie. And the company we're talking about is Dream Villas Spain. There are other companies with the word villa and the word dream in them, but this is Dream Villa Spain, so don't get mixed up. Gran, you watch. Gran, good afternoon.
Hiya, Joe. How are you?
You contacted us about Dream Villa Spain. What happened?
Well, last February, we tried to book a summer holiday, as we always do with our family, and I was looking on the internet, found a beautiful villa in Calador in Mallorca, and thought we'd go for it, and emailed the company, and they were very quick in getting back to me, and everything was fine. Offered me a 10% discount if we booked, paid in full, which foolishly we did.
Yeah.
And I had back and forward emails. Everything was confirmed. We paid our money. And in March, we emailed them to see could we get a late checkout because the flight was late coming home. And again, they came back to us, no problem at all. Everything was fine. And never heard another word. We had to give them flight details and everything. And they came back after we paid our money to say that the payment had been successful and everything. And never heard another thing until last Wednesday. We were going, we're due to fly out next Saturday. And I was getting really worried. So I kind of started to Google things and found a forum on TripAdvisor advising people to keep away from this. But obviously it had been set up after we booked the holiday. So, yeah, 6,600 and something we've lost.
Oh, it's gone. It's completely gone.
Well, it's gone out of our credit card. We're hoping that maybe, we'd be covered with the credit card insurance from the bank, and the bank have been great. So that's it, Joe. We're just very devastated.
And when you investigated Dream Villas Spain, do you reckon many people were stung?
Well, my husband found a thing on the internet, an article on the internet at the weekend, and seemingly, yeah, there is an awful lot of people. There was a lot of people in England done as well. So that's where we stand. We're very lucky we've got another villa through friends, because other than that, we would have lost our flights. But we're just hoping that the bank will pay us. We won't even think about it.
And did you use any when you start digging into this? Crowd Dream Villas Spain, do they use any other names?
There was another Digital Dreams or Dream Digital Dreams SL I discovered. When I was checking out the villa, I looked on other sites. I would have probably gone for a different one. I've done this every year and we've never had a problem, but I couldn't find it. Last Wednesday when I had my suspicions, I kind of rooted through. A friend of mine was looking and she found the owner's number, so I phoned the owner directly.
The owner of the villa?
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. She was a lovely woman and apologised completely and said that no, her villa was completely full with returning customers. And
took her photographs and off they went. And
that's it. Now, before I booked it, I did my homework. I mean, I did reviews for the site and they were fantastic. The reviews that people put up, but obviously they had taken them from other internet sites.
Yeah. Wow, sophisticated scam, all right.
Very much so. They were very professional, came back to us, straight away on everything. So I never had suspicions until I hadn't heard from them last Wednesday.
Yeah, I have Patricia Nicoa on the line, who's since playing. Patricia, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What do you know about Dream Villa Spain, Patricia?
Nothing. To be completely honest, I've been in the business since 1999. And I actually opened selectfamilyvillas.com in 2005.
Okay.
But unfortunately, I've had to help a lot of people like them. And it is very, very frustrating.
Yeah.
When it makes a bad image on everybody, and it's not good for anybody. And at least I'm really, their only luck is that they found out before they got here.
Oh, that's good.
Because I have had actually been driving down the road in my van and people seeing the logos on it and stopping me crying with babies in the cars in the month of August trying to find something here, which is not easy. And what I recommend people is that if it is a legitimate company, especially in Mallorca where there's a lot of us that we've been around for a long time, but I don't know why or for what reason that people always go on to other sites that are UK or Ireland. Mm. Really, we are all here real. And also, if more direct with the owners, you cannot go.
Yeah.
And I even have several of the villas I manage are owned by English and Irish people. and I've looked after them always, and they have us look after their properties because they trust us.
Yeah, yeah.
And people need to understand that the closer you can be to the villas, and that people that know them are here on the island.
Okay. So if we're going to go through websites, just be extraordinarily careful.
Talk to somebody,
yeah.
But don't just call them. Make sure that when they call you back, and that it doesn't come unrecognized number.
Okay.
Because every day they're learning a little bit more. So what they're doing is that they realize now they've eliminated bank transfer, and now because they found a way to get visas. I don't know how they've done that, but anyway, mm-hmm. Hackers are hackers.
Are they even based in Spain? I presume they're not, are they, Patricia?
No, they're not.
Okay. Do you know where
the real ones were here? And we're here. We're based all in Poyenza, basically.
Yeah,
most
yeah.
of us, and in Mallorca, Poyenza, or in Palma. And if you put the name up and the SO, it will come up. It should come up as a company, and all of the details of the company. Since when it was created, their economical activity, everything.
Yeah. You see, already we're getting emails from companies that have similar, now, but by the way, completely legitimate companies, like there's Dream Ireland Holiday Homes. Well, that's the longest.
Yeah, well, they probably were a bit offended because they heard the Dream part.
Yeah.
But they're copying what they do. I've had people duplicate and nick photographs from my website.
Yeah.
Which, and also, since we have reviews of the properties on, because I was listening to what you were saying before, mm-hmm. and they also actually copy and paste our reviews.
Yeah, yeah.
And they kind of like make duplicated sites that they just change a little bit the name.
Yeah, so, that's the way they do it, yeah. Well, for example, Dream Ireland Holiday Homes, they have a sister company called Exceptional Villas, and they sell high-end luxury vacation rentals overseas. But
yeah,
as I
but
say,
they are legitimate.
Yeah, of course they are. Yeah, they're based in
Kenmare.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but somebody's using their name or similar as close as they can.
And I'm sure there is, okay, it's there's a bit of a distance there between Dream Ireland Holiday Homes, well, Exceptional Villas, and but I'm sure there are legitimate companies called Dream Villas. But anyway,
yeah,
but just to be really careful. Okay, Patricia Nicoa, thank you indeed, and Grania Walsh also. Thanks for alerting us to that, Grania. I'm sorry.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Sorry, just to stop other people getting caught. Yeah. I mean, we're lucky, you know, we found out before we travelled, but I would just hate for anyone else to be in the same position as we were last week.
Okay. Thanks,
Grania.
Thanks,
Grania.
Kind regards, yeah.
Bye.
And Patricia as well. Thank you both. 51551.